So, are the two of you excited?
Yeah, it'll be good to see what Earth is like in the future. Oh, I can picture it now. Flying cars, world peace, vitamin pills.
Clear Waters finally released on DVD.
Oh, I don't think the Earth's ever going to be ready for that, Nick.
I believe Byron Zanestra had some pirate copies in his vault.
You really should have done some sort of heist and stolen them for me, Doctor.
Ah, we're here. I do hope the two of you enjoy it. Earth was in its golden years around this point. Billions of humans living a carefree lifestyle in an era of peace in their galaxy.
Huh, maybe a bit too carefree if that paradise machine stuff was anything to go by.
You're all about the continuity, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sure that was an isolated incident, Rob.
Well, it sounds great to me. Come on, let's go.
Wait a moment. The TARDIS is detecting radiation. That's very odd. Perhaps we've landed in an unusual area. Come along, everyone. It's time to do some exploring.
It's a bit eerie.
Doctor, look at the buildings. They're in ruins. There's decay everywhere, and the foul smell of death hangs on the breeze.
It's like Stevenage.
This city should be a bustling metropolis. Perhaps we've merely arrived in an abandoned area.
I don't know about this, Doctor. Perhaps we should try and land somewhere else.
Yes, I think you might be right, Nick. I think we should...
Oh, Doctor! Nick! Where are you? Oh, I can't see a thing through all this smoke!
Doctor, I can't see anything. Where's the TARDIS?
What are you doing out here? Get these two back to the refuge.
Where's Rob?
We can't stick around here any longer. We'll get slaughtered. Get them out of here. Now!
Incoming!
Nick! Oh, where are you? Oh dear! I surrender?
Stun him!
That's stunning! Oi! Wait a minute!
You're not listening to me. My friend is back there. We need to go back and find him.
I will not risk the lives of my entire squad by going into Scraith territory just to save one man.
Please, my friends and I had only just arrived on Earth following a lengthy absence. We're not really sure what's going on here.
You couldn't have just landed. This whole planet is sealed off to anyone but the Scraith and the Boralans. Didn't you notice Scraith customs? All that bag searching and emptying out your loose change.
Did you say... Boralans?
Doctor, don't we know...
Yes, Nick, of course. Our old friend, the Baron of Boralas.
Oi, Captain, these two think they know the Baron.
If you knew the Baron, you'd know he's a fine leader, a brave commander, and a fine orator.
And a wonderful compere, I see.
Sure, everyone knows the Baron these days. He's a hero, and I would advise you not to make up stories like that again.
Forgive me, Captain...
Captain Kane!
Captain Kane, please, humour us for a moment. What exactly is the situation here?
Oh, all right. Listen carefully. You arrived in Scraith territory, a very bad place for humans to be.
Yes, yes, that much I understand. What exactly are the Scraith doing with territory on Earth? Furthermore, what are the Boralans doing here as well?
I really don't have time for this. We need to stay quiet while we make our way out of this area, so shut your big mouth and wait until we reach the sanctuary.
What about Rob, then?
If he's dead, he's safe. If the Scrafe have got him, frankly, you're better off not knowing.
A light. Where am I? What is this place? I wonder if the Doctor and Nick are here. Doctor! Nick!
Stand aside! Stand aside, you depressing swines! That young man over there needs help!
Hello? Do I know you?
Oh, well, how about this? You have an incoming communication! Young man, I am Nathaniel Westbridge, the voice of the future.
Oh, hi, I'm Rob McCow, failed Milky Bar Kid entrant 1983.
I'm the foremost voice artist in the galaxy. Every computer voice, every automated security system, telephone answering message, anything you could imagine, it's all voiced by me. My tones have been heard by millions across the galaxy. People order coffee to my voice, pay their bills to my dulcet tones, launch their spaceships to my fruity command, and waste hours of their life on hold while I lie and tell them they are in a queue.
Well, how about this? You tell me what's been going on around here lately with that brilliant acting talent of yours. Oh dear, who's Emperor Null when he's at home?
He's not at home, and I would advise you to be silent. The guards do not like us to speak during these infernal transmissions.
Greetings, citizens of Earth. We mean you no harm. We want only peace on Earth. And the hated Boralans stand in the way of that peace. But you can help our noble cause by fighting alongside our brave Scraith troopers on the front line.
Here we go again. They must be running low on frontline infantry. They need a few more bodies.
Prepare yourselves for recruitment. Volunteers will be appreciated. It's advisable to bid farewell to your loved ones at this stage.
Stand back, all of you!
No volunteers today, sir.
Then commence the selection.
What's going on?
They're taking them for processing. A horrific experience from what I hear.
What do you hear?
Screams, dear boy. Only screams.
Well, what is processing?
It's like what the Scrafe used to convert us to their cause. In short, my friend, it's brainwashing of the most hideous, hideous kind.
They're getting closer!
Those two will do. Seize them!
Dear Lord, no! Is this the end for Nathaniel Westbridge? Will no one ever hear my definitive Othello? Don't you know who I am?
Aren't you that crap actor bloke who does the computer voices?
Oi, get off me!
Unhand me! I am a thespian!
Doctor, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to find Rob. It looks like we've landed in the middle of a war zone.
Yes, and from what I can gather, it's a war between the Boralans and the Scraith.
But why are they on Earth? Did they both invade or something?
I don't see why they would. The Boralans are hardly in the habit of invading other planets.
And the Scraith?
Well, they're not known for their kindness. One in particular is a very nasty fellow indeed. As we both know, Nick.
Right, we're here. All right, you two, inside.
You said this was a sanctuary. For whom?
For the humans, of course. You don't think the Baron would just let them die out there, do you?
Wow,
Doctor, look at all these people. This place is massive.
Yes, it must have cost a fortune.
It did, but the Baron's always had a lot of money, and he's always been only too willing to share it with his friends.
Yes, I imagine he must have been rather wealthy to sign up to use the Paradise Machine.
How did you know about that? Some madman was going to con him, but luckily some likely lad revealed the whole scam. The Baron had been at a bit lost around that time. The war with the Scraith had driven him into a bit of a depression, and his pop career went tits up when his second album flopped.
Ah, that explains why he wanted to use the machine as an escape from the war and the unforgiving record buying public.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell the Baron that the man who saved him from death in the Paradise Machine is here.
Is he? Where?
That's me, you washerwoman. Me!
I don't believe it!
Believe it, Captain. Tell the Baron I am here. I think you'll find he owes me a big favour.
All right, stay there. But if you're lying...
I never lie, Captain.
Actually, Doctor...
Quiet you.
Paradoxical pseudomenons.
Do you think the Baron will see you, Doctor?
He seemed like a reasonable sort of chap to me, Nick. Besides, he does owe us a favour. Curse my idiocy, bringing you and Rob into the middle of a war zone. I should have done my research.
The Baron wants to see you in his quarters. Lucky for you, he's staying at this very sanctuary while we press forward with our attacks. The war goes well.
I'm sure it does. I'll see the Baron now, Captain. Hello, Baron. Do you remember me?
But of course, Doctor. The man who saved me from that psychopath on the Golden Moon. The Baron was most grateful for your noble actions that day, and of course for inviting me to your birthday celebration.
It was my pleasure, Baron.
Glad you enjoyed the party too.
Baron, we were travelling with another friend of ours, but the Scraith captured him.
Then you have my sympathies.
Oi, he's not dead yet.
Ha 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 ha, you have spirit, boy. But it is advisable to use a more polite tone when speaking with the Baron of Baralis.
Sorry, Baron. Or can I call you Barry?
Baron will suffice. What can I do for you, Doctor?
First things first, Baron. I'd like you to explain what's going on around here. How did you and the Scraith come to be here?
Let the Baron speak. 2 years ago, the economy of Earth fell into chaos. The planet could not sustain itself any longer.
We can't pay anyone for anything. We tried to make it look like we were well off, but the whole economy was falling apart.
The Earth government overcompensated, boasting about their wealth when secretly they did not have the money to sustain their growing empire. The president of Earth was feckless and weak and shoe-loving. The Earth Empire soon had to declare it was bankrupt. This was, of course, a most embarrassing situation.
We roughly owe 900 trillion.
Forgive me, Baron, but that doesn't explain what you and the Scraith are doing here.
The Baron has not finished yet! Earth was forced to take drastic measures. Their overdraft fees to various other planets were numerous, and many of those planets threatened to seize what they were owed. So the leaders of Earth made a choice. They decided to sell the entire planet.
Earth has just been sold. We're not sure what this means yet, but we are told that Earth has overexerted its economy and been seeking...
But who did they sell it to? You?
No, the Baralans and the Scraith merely rented the planet. We needed a place to fight our ongoing war, away from our home galaxy, away from our home worlds and colonies.
So instead you decided to fight your war on Earth? Baron, I am appalled. You can't solve your problems by taking your war to an innocent world.
The Baron advises you to tread carefully, Doctor. No world is innocent.
But the Earth has nothing to do with your war.
The Baron had little choice in the matter. He only agreed to come here so that he could see to it that the humans were kept safe. Sadly, the Baron has not been entirely successful.
It shocks me that a man like you would be so irresponsible, Baron. You should leave this planet in peace.
We cannot leave now, Doctor. The wretched Skreif cannot be allowed to rule the entire planet. They would massacre the humans. They already brainwashed them and forced them to fight the war for them. The insidious cowards that they are.
Those brainwashed soldiers fight for the Skreif, do they, Baron? Have you seen that they come to no harm?
They would kill the Baron's men without a second thought, Doctor. We cannot always afford to be merciful.
It seems as though nobody can afford anything these days, including morality. Tell me, Baron, who was it who bought this planet? Who rented it out to you?
Who do you think, Doctor? There's only one organization powerful enough to buy an entire planet. The Galactic Bank!
Torgarain.
Presenting His Excellency Torgarain, Head of the Galactic Bank.
Greetings, Your Highness.
Welcome, Torgarain. You may leave us now, Grath.
Yes, Your Highness.
So, Garain, you have not forgotten the old ways while you have been counting money in your offices on Kurandak?
I assure you, Emperor, my duties are far more extensive than simply counting money, or even fighting a war.
Perhaps if you were a warrior and not an accountant, you would not speak to me in such a manner, though I would expect no less from a member of the reptilian caste.
Perhaps you forget, the Galactic Bank is infinitely more powerful than the Skreif Confederacy, and you would do well not to offend its leader with prejudiced slurs.
The caste system was put in place for a reason, Garain. The evolved rule and fight, the reptilians work and serve, and well, the less said about the insectoids, the better. How a reptilian like you ascended to such prominence will always be a mystery to me.
However evolved you claim your caste to be, you are little more advanced than the humans. Or, dare I say, the Baralans.
I have no desire to debate this with you, Garain. Did you bring what I asked for?
I did. Remote detonators, ground cracker drilling equipment, plasma cannons, explosives, quite a large assortment of weaponry. I trust you will be able to pay on schedule. I am aware that the Skreif economy has been strained by the war with the Baralans lately.
It would not be strained if you would agree to help us free of charge.
Come now, Your Highness. I have my principles. I cannot simply charge one aggressor in a war and not the other. I recognize this situation for what it is, a stalemate.
We shall ultimately triumph. It is only a matter of time. And when the Baron of Boralis lies dead at my feet, his fat head congealed in its own stinking greed, I will remember your words this day.
A thousand apologies, Your Highness, but there is a prisoner you may be interested in. He keeps droning on about the echo proclamation of your enemy, the Baron of Boralis, and the Crotons.
The impudence. Could this be a fault of the brainwashing technology?
No, my Emperor, we have no record of this man.
Then bring him before me.
Yes, sir. Guards! Guards, bring in the prisoner!
Now you will see how I deal with impudence, Garain.
Oh, I can hardly wait, Your Highness.
Oi, let me go! I haven't done anything!
You! Human worm!
You! Lizard face! What have you done with the Doctor and Nick?
The Doctor's here, is he? Most interesting.
Of course he is. How do you think I got here? Unless, of course, you were thinking this was one of my solo adventures.
This one. Where was he captured?
He says he was caught in an attack. The Buralans must have taken his friends.
Emperor, this prisoner, I wish him to be turned over to me.
You do not dictate policy here, Garain.
Emperor, allow me to be clear. If I leave with this man's friend in custody, all debts resulting from the last shipment will be cleared. Call it a gesture of goodwill.
Very well, Garain. Do as you will with the human.
Excellent! Bring him. You have an appointment with the conditioner, my friend.
Oh, excellent. All that dust from all those destroyed buildings has got right in my hair.
You're an idiot.
Ooh, handbags!
Imbecile.
Insane in the talk, Arane.
You've been very quiet tonight, Doctor. Although anyone would seem quiet with the Baron around. Are you all right?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. It's just, I get so tired of ending up in these war zones. And I always seem to involve my friends in it.
It's not your fault, Doctor. In fact, I'm sure you've helped prevent a fair few wars in your time.
Thank you, Nick. But something tells me the Baron won't be stopping this particular war, which means the Earth is going to be in danger for a very long time. And this war has nothing to do with humanity.
Sir, this is our chance to break through. If we could just send a tech in to disable their defences.
What was that? A new development, Baron?
The Baron has just received word, Doctor. His men have made a breakthrough in the tunneling operations in the old sewage system. They believe it may lead to the Scrafe base.
It is almost certain, my Baron.
Then perhaps the time has come to commence the big push. Have our forces prepare for a massive assault.
We can't let them charge in. It'll be a massacre. Baron, may I suggest you send a small team in first to disable the defense grid?
You are not a military man, Doctor.
Perhaps not, but I've seen enough computer terminals in my time. I think I can disable the Scraith defences without much difficulty. My sonic screwdriver will have them down in minutes.
Are we really going to do this, Doctor?
It's our only chance to find Rob. Better to go in first and find him before the Buralans launch a full-scale attack.
Very well, Doctor. The Baron does owe you a debt, and if you can do what you say, I shall owe you another.
That's great! But hang on, how will we be able to find Rob in the middle of some huge enemy base?
The Scrafe! Keep records of every human they capture. The Baron cannot guarantee this mission's success, but it is your only chance.
Thank you, Baron. I appreciate this.
The Baron will send some of his finest men with you, Doctor. They will be under your command.
Very well, Baron. I would like to leave as soon as possible.
The Baron will arrange it. Good luck, Doctor.
This place is disgusting. By the time we reach Rob, I'm afraid the smell down here might have killed me.
Come now, Nick. We've fought worse smells in our time. Remember the dung swamps of the Turd Galaxy? It took nearly a week to shift those odours from our clothes.
How exactly are we going to find Rob once we get into this Scrafe base?
Well, hopefully the detention area shouldn't be too hard to sneak into. But needless to say, this will be a very dangerous task.
I've handled stuff like this in the past, Doctor, and if Rob's in trouble, then I want to help. No way am I staying behind.
Let the lad fight, Doctor. It'll make a man out of him.
I find that knowledge and exploration tend to make the young men more mature, Captain Kane, not fighting and death.
You're entitled to your opinion, Doc, but I disagree. Commander Doctor, we're under the entrance hatch, sir.
Can you get the hatch open?
Odd. It seems to be open, Commander Doctor.
That was lucky.
You should be with us. There's not much time.
Yes, that's very strange. Anyway, I'm going in ahead alone. Seal the hatch after I'm up there.
Alone? But you said...
I know, Nick, and I'm sorry, but I can't put you in danger. Captain Kane, please ensure my friend doesn't try and follow me up.
Doctor, you can't do this. I want to go with you.
Captain, please.
Commander Doctor, the boy will be safe with us. When do you want us to come up after you?
Hopefully, Captain, you won't have to. Well, there's one security door down. Lucky there's no one about. Now, for the second hurdle.
Doctor!
Gawain. Rob?
That's Lieutenant Rob.
What have you done to him, Gawain? If you've harmed him...
You are an enemy of the Skraith Empire!
You've turned him into a soldier? Rob, can you hear me? Do you know who I am?
Rob, do you know what we do to enemies of the Skraith Empire?
They are to be executed, sir!
Correct.
Rob, please, listen to me. Try and resist their control. You're not one of them.
You failed, Doctor. Rob is mine, and the last sound you hear will be my laughter as your friend kills you before my eyes.
Rob, don't!
Rob, shoot the doctor.
I obey!
Rob, no!